The theater season ends next weekend with the Tony Awards, but shows are already opening a new season. Theater critic Michael Bourne goes off-Broadway for a jazz play.
I don't know how many, but I can think of many more plays, movies, and musicals set in the jazz world that have as a protagonist a trumpet player. There have been plenty of stories also about troubled piano players, but in melodramas and even tragedies, think of A Man Called Adam, Mo Better Blues, Young Man with a Horn, inspired by the real-life troubles of Bix and of Bunny, or the play Sideman, about a trumpeter who loves music more than his family. Trumpets are louder and higher than most other horns. Trumpets are played for triumphs and for taps. Joshua knocked down walls. I was thinking about all of this while attending Paradise Blue, a play by Dominique Marisseau that begins with a trumpeter playing a darkly emotional melody, and then he's shot. Set in the black community of latter 40s Detroit, Paradise Blue is a play of Marisseau's trilogy about Detroit, meant to be similar to the August Wilson plays about the black community of Pittsburgh. Reuben Santiago Hudson is the most fulfilling director of Wilson's plays and directed Paradise Blue, although Marisseau's play does not resonate as deeply about the often profound changes within and outside the community as Wilson's plays do. Paradise Blue is somewhat familiar as a jazz melodrama with the trumpeter named Blue, the owner of a jazz joint. Will he sell out the joint and himself? Several characters who've often factored in jazz stories play upon Blue, a good woman, a not so good, but not altogether bad woman, a sympathetic piano player, and a friend who's somewhat a comic relief early on, but becomes an antagonist, although it's a mystery to the end which of them will shoot Blue. Kenny Rampton, a trumpeter, created some of the music, and there's not enough music in Paradise Blue. Playing now at Signature Theater, I'm Michael Bourne.